Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us. And Rory, you know, it's interesting. We were just talking about the Red Sox home opener today, hosting Baltimore, 210 Fenway Park. Fenway's really, I think, and I grew up north of the park and was in there a ton as a kid, just such an historic, older, old, sort of a museum ballpark. But the ownership group over the last several years have done as much as they can to kind of modernize it. There were different efforts over the years. I don't want to get into it, being originally north of a Boston, North Boston guy. But, you know, would they move it? Would it stay home? There were different things. They looked at the seaport, and it just stays where it is. They made the best of it. And JetBlue Park in Florida is kind of a mini replica of Fenway. But the best and worst ballparks. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Take it away, Rory.
Yeah, Jack. USA Today says the best ballpark in the country is Petco Park, home of the San Diego Padres. I know another favorite out there is that PNC Park from the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's the Sports Illustrated says PNC Park is the best one in the country. The two publications also have different views on Fenway. According to USA Today, Fenway is the seventh best park in the country because of all that history, while Sports Illustrated says it should be number three. Both publications agree, however, that the two bottom dwellers, Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, and Ring Central Coliseum, where the Oakland A's are playing for now.
J-Dog, you want to ask, because you love this stuff. You're talking about Tropicana. Take it away, J-Dog.
Yeah, you've been to the Trop, right, Troy, or no?
Oh, many, many times. That's my local ballpark,
yes,
I'm sad to say.
No, you know what? When you go there, it's not bad. When you see it on TV, it looks totally different. It doesn't look good on TV. When you go there, it's actually not a bad ballpark. Oakland, I can understand.
It's not terrible, but...
Right. It could be better. I understand that. I thought the worst because I remember a couple years ago when it opened up, the Texas Rangers' new ballpark, which is going to host the All-Star game next year, Globe Life Field, is a new ballpark. It came out in 2020. It hosted the 2020 World Series because of the pandemic. I've heard that's among one of the, even though it's a new ballpark, it's among the worst. I guess there's sight line issues, and it just looks so modern that it's kind of it almost looks too futuristic, I guess.
Well, right. That one comes in at 20th on the list. Mm-hmm. One of the digs, there's sort of no soul to it.
Right.
Actually,
that's what
they say the same about the new Yankee Stadium. It's 25th on the list.
Wow.
Yep. They say it just doesn't have that feel, that vibe.
Yeah.
And the Marlins Park, by the way, Lone Depot Park 22. Yep. That one used to have that ugly statue in center field that would be a fountain with flamingos and dolphins every home run. They took that out, so now it's even more soulless somehow.
Yeah. They took all that Art Deco stuff and got rid of, they had the fish tanks in the back. I liked the fish tanks that were in the backstop.
Yep,
I liked those.
That was a great touch, but they got rid of that.
Yep.
Yeah, to me, it's not just so much about although Fenway, it's an experience. You know, that's the other thing. What ballparks is it really a good experience to go to? Then the convenience of parking and all the other stuff and the cost. Thank you, Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent.
Thanks, Jack.